The Gemara Daf Tesav Amud Beis brings down the Maisa when Abulazar was sitting and giving a shir on Yom Tov, and after the shir was over, when his Talmidim left, he told him the following thing. He quoted a pasuk in Nechemya to them. Amar lehem lechu ichlem hashmanim ushesu memtakim v'shulchum manasei nachalai. Basically, he told them to go and enjoy your Simchas Yom Tov. So he quoted what's a pasuk in Nechemya. Now Rashi, when he explains this pasuk, Rashi says a davar pella. He says in Dibra Masel ichlem hashmanim, he says mikrahu b'sefer Ezra. It's a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. Now the pella is, this pasuk is not in Sefer Ezra, it's in Sefer Nechemiah. That's what you look on the side of the Gemara. It says Nechemiah Ches. So what does Rashi mean that it's a mikra hu b'Sefer Ezra? If it does not appear in Sefer Ezra, it appears in Sefer Nechemiah. So the truth is, Rabbi Kiveger asked this kasha, not over here, but Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyan Hashas in Sukkah and David Beis Amud Aleph, he asked this same kasha on a similar Rashi over there. The Gemara over there in Sukkah also quotes a pasuk from Nechemiah, and Rashi, when he explains the pasuk, he does the same thing. He says that it's a pasuk who b'sefer Ezra. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, why is Rashi saying it's in Ezra if it's really in Nechemiah? Then Rabbi Kiveger quotes a whole bunch of Gemaras where Rashi does the same thing, where he refers to pesukim in Sefer Ezra as in Sefer Nechemiah as in the Sefer Ezra. He calls it Sefer Ezra. And one of the Gemaras he quotes is this Gemara in Be'ah, Daf Tesav Amud Beis. And the question is, why? Why does Rashi keep on doing this? Why does he refer to the Psukim in Sefer Nechemiah as Sefer Ezra? And Rabbi Kiveger says a teretz, he quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzad Gimel Beis, where the Gemara asks a kasha, and the Gemara says, Michti. The Gemara says that really, Kol Mili de Ezra, Nechemiah ben Chachal Yarminu. Really, everything in Sefer Ezra was really said by Nechemiah. He was the one who said these words in Sefer Ezra. So why, in fact, the Gemara, why is it called Sefer Ezra? Should be called Sefer Nechemiah. And the Gemara answers on Tzadik Yom HaBeis. The Gemara says that really it should be called Sefer Nechemiah, but there was a Taina Nechemiah. He was Machzik Tevel Atzma. He did, there was some type of Dikduk on him, some type of Taina, and because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should not be called Al Shema, it shouldn't be called Sefer Nechemiah. Instead, it's called Sefer Ezra. So it's like the Bikveger, that's the Pshat by Rashi, always refers to these Pesukim as Sefer Ezra, because even though they're really in Nechemiah, because as the Gemara says, Nechemiah was not Zeichah that should be called Al Shema, it should be called Ezra, and therefore Rashi quotes it as being in Sefer Ezra, even though it's really in Sefer Nechemiah. That's what Bikveger says over there in the Gilyan Hashas. Now, L'chari, this Bikveger is a Pella, because the truth is that the fact that Rashi calls this Sefer Ezra, not Sefer Nechemiah, is not a Kasha at all. The whole Musig of splitting up Sefer Ezra into two different Svarim, Sefer Ezra, Sefer Nechemiah, is a recent thing. It's really an invention of the Gaim, of the printers. When they started printing the Tanakh, they split it up into two Svarim. Mitchila, Sefer Ezra was one Sefer. There's just one long Sefer called Sefer Ezra, and that's it. Now, when the Gaim started printing it, they made certain Shinuyim, just like they split Sefer Shmuel into two Chalakim, Shmuel Alf, and Shmuel Beis. They split Sefer Ezra into two Svarim. One is called Ezra, one is called Nechemiah. So that's a recent invention of a couple hundred years ago. But Mitchila, the way it always was, from the days of Chazal until then, it was one Sefer called Sefer Ezra. So what's the Kedegas Kash on Rashi? The Rashi calls his Psukim Mikru B'Sefer Ezra. It isn't Sefer Ezra. That is the name of the Sefer. That's what Chazal says. So why shouldn't he refer to it as Sefer Ezra if it's a pasuk in Sefer Nechemiah? If it isn't Ezra, it isn't Ezra. There is no Sefer called Sefer Nechemiah until the Gaim changed the way we're Masada the Svarim. So the whole Kasha of Abikveger is difficult to understand. And what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin that he quotes? The Gemara is saying a different thing. The Gemara is saying that Sefer that we have today, that we refer to as Sefer Ezra, the Gemara is saying really that whole Sefer should be called Sefer Nechemiah, not Ezra, because Nechemiah is the one who said it. And the Gemara says, you're right, it should be called Nechemiah, but it's not Nikol Shmai because he was Machzik Tevel Atzma, because there was a Tain on him, and therefore it's called Sefer Ezra. That's why it's called Sefer Ezra. So if it's called Sefer Ezra, that's why Rashi quotes it in Ezra. What's the whole Kasha of Rabbi Kiveger and his answer? I'll be that Gemara, Lechara, the Lecharetz Pasha, what Rashi is saying, Ataka is a Mikra in Sefer Ezra, and that's why he quotes it in Sefer Ezra. So that's a Haran of Kiveger. I just want to end off with a Davar Pella that I saw from the Chidah and the Pasach Inayim in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. Lemaisa, we know today we do have a Sefer Ezra and Sefer Nechemiah. Now, as I mentioned, that came about because of the printers. That's the way the Gaim divided it. So we split it into two. We have Ezra and Nechemiah. The question is, it's Lechar Keneged, the Ratzon of the Torah, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it to be Nikra Al Shem Nechemiah. And today it is. So even though it was done through the Gaim, but why would Hashkacha allow such a thing? Why was Hashkacha Mesabev that it should be Nikra Sefer Nechemiah if that's Keneged what the Gemara says should be? It was a Taina on him that it was Machzik Tevel Atzma. So the Chidah says that it could be that even though there was a Taina in Nechemiah, but over the Dairus he got his Kapari, he got his Tikkun, and by the time the printing press was developed, he already got his Tikkun. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to be Nikra Al Shmai. There was no longer this Taina in him, and that's why today it's Takan Nikra, we have a Sefer Nechemiah, not just the Sefer Ezra. And he brings down from the Ramamipana. The Ramamipana Taka says that Ramam Gamliel, the Tana Ramam Gamliel, was a Gilgal of Nechemiah, And when he was Avram Minisiusa, when they removed him from being the Nasi, that was a tikkun for the whatever Nehemiah did wrong. That was a tikkun, and the Ched became a Sukkun. And he says, therefore, it's Mistaber that that could be why today HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed there to be a Sefer Nehemiah being Nikra Al Shmai. So, Al-Kapanim, that is the beer behind why Rashi always refers to it as Sefer Ezra, and why today we have Sefer Ezra and Sefer Nehemiah.